Damn, she flat as a pancake. Yep. That's where I'm at. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, are you looking for titties? Because you won't find them here. Mm-mm. Flat, 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 flat. Ooh, doggy, how that stings. God. You self-loathing piece of shit, stop it. Yeah, privileged little piece of trash. People have real problems and you're here like, I don't have titties. Ugh, I hate you. I hate you and your face and your small titties and your stupid skinniness. But why I got to have the body of a teenage boy, yo? Okay, that's enough of that shit. Yep. Just gonna carry on with my flat ass and my no titties and be grateful. Cause, you know, much bigger problems. Why I have no butt, though? Why I gonna have an ass like a pizza box? Oh, stop it. Stop, 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 stop. Oh, dear. You shallow something or other. Be grateful for what you have. Come on, you can do this. Nope, the self-loathing has set in. I'm a piece of trash. Stop it! Stop, 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 stop. Stop thinking about it. Oh, thank God. Hey! Hello, you. So, how was your day and what were your problems? Are you kidding? I love it if you have a problem. Please tell me you have a problem that's real and justified and we can focus on. Please. Please. Nothing. It just... My brain's doing that thing that it does so well. Making me a covert narcissist and focusing on the most trivial problems in the world. So please help me and give me an actual problem. What do you got? You got some depression going on? You got some work thing? Did somebody die? Hit me. Damn you. Why did you have to have a good day? You've doomed us all. Present me with a problem and make me feel less like a piece of shit. Please. Please, I can go more dramatic and you goddamn know it. Soon, I promise. Oh, I'm a terrible person. Yes, I am. This is not a problem. This is vanity and stupidity and wanting to be a Kardashian. I hate myself so much. And not just because I'm flat as a board, but also because... stupid, 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 stupid little girl. I bet you're so glad he came home. Yeah. Oh, come home, darling. I'm just having a mental breakdown. Ah, you lucky, lucky man. Mm-hmm. Sure hit the jackpot, didn't ya? Ah, kill me. Fuck. Oh, God. What triggered it indeed? Just, you know, my brain and the fact that I tried on some jeans and it was like, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize you shopped at the Gap for boys. Oh, and I know, this is so fucking indulgent. It's just like, shut the fuck up. Nobody cares about your stupid body dysmorphia issues. Hey, it's just I can hear my mother being like, maybe if you tried this padding, and it's like, Mom, with the very best of intentions, you are giving me complexes that I otherwise wouldn't have. So thank you so much. If you want to break up, I totally understand. You're laughing, but, I'm kind of serious. I don't want a brain. They're highly overrated. You're sweet. You're so, so sweet. I'm so sorry you had to witness that. Swimming for you. They're crazy. Well, that, or they're just fucking exhausted. Or maybe it's just a fun cocktail of both. Yay. I just love the smell of mental illness in the morning. Don't you? Good Lord, why do you put up with me? That's smart. I'm sorry. Because I'm supposed to have my shit together and I just don't a lot of the time. I just fake it and shake it. Not that there's anything to shake, but I just pretend that I'm all right, and then my brain's like, huh. This would be a perfect opportunity to ninja you. Oh, so everyone's a lying whore. Okay. That makes me feel a little better. Yeah. Makes me feel like I'm part of the gang. The Brain Band Clan. It's like the Wu-Tang Clan, but nobody sings and everyone's sad. Okay, well, I have no dignity left, so may I please lay my head in your lap? Thank you very much. I appreciate you cooperating during this difficult time. Initiating full self-pity mode. And complete. Why am I trash? Really, really feel like it though. Like, how could a pair of jeans lead to this? If this isn't a sign that I have never dealt with any real hardship, then I don't know what is. And the really messed up thing about feeling sorry for yourself is that you want to stop. You're like, no, stop, cease, desist. But then you're like, no, I'm sad. I'm really, really sad, and these are the reasons. But of course, that does not endear you to others. I know, but you're a freak. Like, I honestly have no idea what you get out of this arrangement, but I am here for it. I know. I'm wrapping it up. Soon. I promise. No. Can I still be sad and listen? Okay, fire away. Don't encourage me. So nice. Yes, I'm listening. Tell me why I don't suck. So, what you're saying is, it's okay to feel sad about your own petty shit. Just make sure it doesn't devour you and your perspective on the world. What heresy are you speaking to me now? Oh, look at you hitting me with that reassurance and love in a healthy, consensual way. The internet would adore you. But they already get enough free shit. They ain't having you. You're mine. And I need you for gene-based emergencies. And fall's here, so you know there might be a lot of them. Thank you. for just smuggling through. It's just really nice to have you listen. Oh, babe. And if I could fix your messed up brain too, I totally would. Okay. One thing, you're allowed to say one nice thing about my body, and that's it. I'm ready. Hit me. Boops is boops. I love you so much. Oh, keeper. Keeper. Such a keeper.